You've heard recently the Brando's made into a couple newspapers. We went out and found Jerry, Big Jer, that is the father-in-law of Cassidy, mm-hmm. who loves writing letters to editors.
He's
done this in
it.
New York. He's done it in Florida. He's done it all over.
Well, he's now everywhere.
He's going to try to add Illinois to the list because we feel like Brando should have been given a little more publicity in a local newspaper.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, who better to go to than the man who does it on a regular basis? So my father-in-law has written the letter. Now, I got it last night, and I had a little chuckle because I think he was confused about, was it the red bud paper or was it the Waterloo paper? But we can do a little editing. So here we go. To the editor of the Republic Times regarding article, radio show host announces move.
Oh, very specific.
Yep.
Well, you have to be.
I really think it's great when a newspaper pays kudos to local celebrities, but I would ask respectfully that more and equal time be given to all those mentioned in your article. I do not mean to detract from the attention Frank Pinion received. I'm sure he deserved all the print he got, but I do take exception to the way Brandon Lettman, a.k.a. Brando, was represented in your article.
This sounds really good.
It was as though he was an afterthought, in quotes. Let me tell you a little bit about a, quote, local son of Red Bud.
Who he's never met. Okay, go ahead.
During his time at the station, Brando has become an ambassador for great charities like Goodwill and the Alzheimer's Association. He's also supported charitable causes like taking Thanksgiving dinner to a St. Louis police officer who was wounded in the line of duty.
We did do that.
Collecting over 13,000 cards for wounded veterans around the holidays. And collecting over 50,000 diapers to send to victims of Hurricane Harvey. When the opportunity presents itself, please take advantage of it. Use your newspaper to give some love and recognition to all of the local favorite sons and daughters of Red Bud. Thank you.
Honestly, I love it.
Wow.
I think if we change the sons and daughters of Red Bud and we just make that Waterloo,
yeah.
It's
you're
good.
In.
We're in, baby. We're going to get public.
That sounds so good. I don't think it's about me.